and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you, we give you all the glory, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you all the glory. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, let's sing it from our heart. You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha. Oh, and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be. Oh, we give you all. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, we give you all the glory, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha. Oh, and Omega. No, we worship you, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha. Oh, and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you all the glory, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you all the glory, oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this grace that you have given to us, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day from the morning through the afternoon and even through this moment that, Lord, we find ourselves in your presence, O God. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your name. We give you all the glory because you deserve it, because you are worthy, O God. Father, we thank you for your protection, your mercies, your grace, and above all, your loving kindness towards us. And Father, even this evening, we say, blessed be thy name, O God, that we find ourselves here, O God. Lord, tonight we've come, Lord, out to surrender ourselves, Lord, this evening, O God. We want, Lord Jesus, your Spirit, O God, to take over as we want to submit ourselves to prayer, O God. Father, we want the Spirit of prayer to overshadow us this now, God. that, Lord Jesus, our utterances will not be from man, O God, but, Lord, it will be by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the groaning of the Spirit within us, Lord. Father, we commit as many that were not able to come, Lord, into your hands, O God. That, Lord, we know this for good reasons that, Lord, they are not here. Father, wherever they are, let your hands reach them, O God, and bless them, Lord. And even, Lord, whatever we shall receive here tonight, O God, let it be their portion also. Father, we pray the Lord, as we turn to the reading of your word, you are the author of it. Amen. Father, bless it, O God. And let the living life in it, O God, come unto us. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as we are still standing. Let's just turn to the reading of his word. We shall read from 1 Chronicles. The book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 17, we shall read from 1 to 8, 1 Chronicles 17, 1 to 8. Tonight we want to see something about our God. He's a simple God. God in simplicity. Very simple God. And that if we can also take that same spirit, because I am focusing on Saturday when we shall be meeting here to pray. And I've been praying over this all day long, and this message just fell upon my heart, that we must come this Saturday with all simplicity, just like in the Spirit of our Lord. Come with all humility. Come confessing our mistakes to one another. Come forgiving one another. Praise the Lord. Let us tonight ask the Holy Spirit to bless his word as we read from 1 Chronicles 17. Let's hear the word of God. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains." Then Nathan said unto David, "Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee." And it came to pass, the same night, that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go tell David my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day." Let's repeat that place. "For I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, speak I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I have commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep cote, even from following the sheep. that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Lord Jesus, these are your words, God, and we know, Lord Jesus, there is life behind it. There is something that God, you want your children to emulate. Father, tonight, let these words of yours, Lord, be true life, Lord, unto us, that we will live with these words, as, Father, even we hear the message from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. The Lord is here. Because we are more than two. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at the scripture we've just read closely. He said, now it came to pass. You can just give the first verse as I'm reading. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, lo, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. Who? Maybe one afternoon, David was in his house, a house of cedars. You know, cedars is one of the best woods. And it has what? A sweet smelling. It has a sweet smelling. Oh, hallelujah. Sweet smelling wood. Cedars. That's the kind of house David was living in. So maybe one afternoon, he was resting. And maybe his eyes just went and fell upon the tabernacle, the tent where the ark of God was. Then something struck him. He said, look at where I'm living. And look at where the ark of God, where God is dwelling. Oh, praise the Lord. No. Look at where I am. A house of cedars, sweet smelling. Compare it to what? The tent that has been what? Made out of what? The skin of what? Animals. Does it smell good? You see the simplicity of God. Amen. And God was not complaining. But David saw something. That's the kind of simplicity, my brother, my sister. Let's look at our own Creator. And so David told the prophet of his day, Nathan, say, look at where I'm living, and look at where the ark of God is. See? The thought of David was so good to any dedicated servant to his master and Lord. He had a very good thought for his master and Lord. The thought was so good that when the prophet even heard it, straight away he said, do all that is in thine heart, for God is with you. See? The thought was so good. So Nathan even acknowledged it without what? Without even seeking the face of God. That is one mistake. Praise the Lord. He just quickly, instantly acknowledged. Do what is in your heart to please God. Build something for him. God is with you. That was what the prophet. Because the thought was good. What lesson do we take from there? See? My brethren, my sisters, any thought that comes in your mind, anything that comes to you, go seek the face of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure, compare it to the word, whether what you have thought of, whatever you want to do, whether it's in line with God. Look at a whole prophet. When he heard David's thought, it was a good thought. Yes! Naturally, it was what a good thought. And so your thoughts might be what? Good. Your decision, what you want to do, might be good. When you look at it in the human side. Praise the Lord. But still, but what you need to do, you need to take that to what? To the Lord. By comparing it to what? To his word. And see if it is what? The right with God. Amen. And so what happened? We read verse 3. It said that same night. That same night. God has to come down to Nathan. Because Nathan has what? Made a mistake. Praise the Lord. He has given a go ahead to David. Whilst he has not come to seek his what? His face or his approval. The prophet, after David has said this, should have gone to the Lord and seek his approval. Praise the Lord. See? So anything that comes to us, anything that we want to do, go back to him. Praise the Lord. And find out whether it is according to his will. Praise the Lord. So that we don't run ahead of God, but we follow him. Where he leads, I will follow. Praise the Lord. So that same night, God had to come to Nathan. He said, Nathan, go and tell David. Already Nathan has given him all the go ahead. He's a prophet. God has to come and correct. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, as I stand here, I always surrender to the Holy Spirit. But maybe one day I may say something that is contrary to the word. Please, come. Tell me. Show me. I will never be angry. I will bless you for what? What you have said. Amen. If there is something that I say, then you find out that it's not scriptural. It is not according to the message. Come to me. Tell me. I will come back to the church here and correct it. Praise the Lord. Because we need to what? We need to what? Follow the Lord. In everything. And so that's the same thing Nathan did. Nathan made a mistake for granting David to go ahead. But when God came to correct him, he did what? He went back to David again. Amen. To put it right. Same thing, one amongst ourselves. Something happened between you and a brother. A brother tells you, a sister tells you. Oh, you find out it is what? Go back to him. Go back to her. Put it right. As we are preparing ourselves for Saturday, brethren, let's come with the simplicity of God. Let's come with the humility of God. Let's come confessing to one another if we have something against one another. Let's come forgiving. Oh, praise the Lord. So that we can receive what? The real baptism of the Holy Spirit in this church. The Spirit of God moving in this church with one accord, with one love. One fellowship. So that we will not be seeing one another suspiciously. Praise God. Yes, come confessing. Nathan had to go and tell David, David, I made a mistake. Praise the Lord. I made a mistake. Hey, thus now I come with what? Thus saith the Lord. But the other time, I saw your thoughts where they were good. Really good. Wasn't it good? It's good. He was living in what? A house of cedars. Sweet smelling wood. And then look at where God had been living. Sheepskin smelling. Oh my. The simplicity of God. Now this is a message he came to tell David. He said, for I have not dwelt in an house. Oh my. Since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day. I've not lived in a house since what? I brought Israel out up to today. I've not what? Dwelt in a house. This is an unusual way of God and the simplicity of God. Amen. When the prophet was preaching this message in Greensville, South Carolina, when he quoted Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. The prophet said something. He said, this is a very unusual scripture. Amen. This is a very unusual scripture. But you know, God is unusual. And he does things in an unusual way. Amen. We become so earthbound with our own finite way of thinking to his great infinite mind till we just get one little course set up and we feel like we're just going fine. We are doing fine. But if we could only look and see as God see, how much different things would look and be to us. Amen. See? When we rely on our own thoughts and our own mind to do things, the prophet is saying we become earthly bound. But we should be what? Heavenly bound. We become earthly bound if we depend on our own thoughts, our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own way of doing things. We become earthly bound. But if we will commit our ways to the Lord, then we can what? Take his word and start to go what? Heavily. Amen. He said, if we will see as God see, the prophet said, if we will see as God see, there will be what? A complete difference. Yes. This church, if we will see like God see, there will be a difference in this church. That is what? From the prophet. If we will see like God sees. You see your brother, you see your sister, you see Christ. Amen. There will be a difference. There will be a difference.
Whatever we, any request that comes here, we all pray and it has to happen. Because we have been turned back to the what? To the apostolic ministry again. The apostolic word. The apostles, their time. Said they were in one accord. Breaking bread together. Everything was moving by the Spirit of God. Let us see as God sees. And there will be what? Much different if we will do that. Amen. And so now, we look at this scripture also. We see God again here in his unusual way and simplicity. The prophet quoted what? He said when, quoted Jesus standing outside the church and knocking so that he will be allowed to come in. Someone who have established his own church by his own blood, shed his own blood to establish a church. Now he's standing, something that belongs to him. But he's standing outside now knocking so that someone will open for him to come in. Unusual. And in what? In true simplicity. Amen. The same thing we look at this scripture here also. The same thing. The Creator himself is living in what? Animal skin. Tent. And the one that he has created is living in what? Sweet smelling woods of cedar. Unusual. With all simplicity. Amen. He said, since the day I brought them out, I've never lived in a house. Look at it. Let's go back a little. God was in his glory. He was in his glory. And he saw one man who was a man that he could trust. That was Abraham. And he chose Abraham. He called Abraham out of what? From his kindreds. And said, bless, I will bless you. I will make you father of many nations. Praise the Lord. And he told Abraham that your seed shall what? Shall sojourn in a foreign land, in a strange land, for about 400 years. But after that, I will what? I will deliver them with a great substance. Amen. We are going to see how God came down from his glory. He was in his glory. He came down to live in a tent. He said, from that day that I brought you people out. And we know what happened. Truly, the word of God to Abraham came to pass. We know the story, how the sons of Jacob, they sold their own brother Joseph. And Joseph was taken to what? Egypt. And how the story went about Joseph in the prison, from Potiphar's house to the prison, and then to what? Pharaoh's house. Because Pharaoh dreamt a dream and he couldn't understand, we know all how it happened. Amen. Till now, Joseph had become what? The prime minister. The second to what? The Pharaoh. The president. And how the brothers came. And later he learned that the father was still alive. And so the father and the family, all of them, because there was a hunger all around. Except only Egypt, there was food. So that was how Israel came to dwell in a foreign land. Amen. That was how it came. Let's read Genesis 15. Genesis 15, 13 and 14. And he said to Abram, know of surety that thy seed shall be stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Now, my brother, look at it here. The seed of Abraham. God said what? They will sojourn in a strange land. He said, a land that is not theirs. Amen. Are you a seed of Abraham? This land we are dwelling in is not ours. This world is not ours. Praise God. See? This land is not ours. He said they will dwell in a land that is not theirs. And we are the seed of Abraham. We are also dwelling somewhere that is not our place. We have our own place to go. That is why the Bible says Abraham never thought of what? A continuing city. But he did what? He was looking for that city, which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. That is what we also, the children of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, we are living in what? A strange land, which is not ours. We have a place to go. And we must also be seeking for that city, as our father Abraham did. Seeking for that city. Amen. This is not our place. We are the seeds of Abraham. We are also sojourning here, like our father Abraham did. There is no continuing city here. There's nothing here that will ever survive. They will all perish. But there is a place where the word of God will take us to, which is everlasting. That's why we must seek after what? The word of God. Because there is the only place where life is. Amen. In the place where it was not theirs. So it is also, this world is not the place where we are supposed to be. That's why Jesus said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. Amen. There are many mansions in my Father's house. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'll come back and take you onto my own. Amen. Let us seek for that place. And so we see, the same unusual way of God, the same simplicity, God living in what? In tents, from the day. And we know how the story went, that Moses came along. God has to come down. Amen. Now, God coming from his glory. He came down and told Abraham, told Moses, I have heard the cries of my people. Amen. Tonight, he will hear our cry. Whatever cry, we will hear it. Amen. Whatever request is in your heart. Is it sickness? Is it disease? Is it what? Your documents? Is it looking for job? Whatever be it. Ah, Brother Maxwell, you keep on saying this in every prayer meeting. Yes, sir! He He's here tonight. He's hearing everything. Amen. Amen. So I've heard my children, the cry of my children, and the suffering they are suffering. I am come down. He came from his glory. He's here tonight. If only you believe it. He's here tonight. And all what we are saying, it is his word. Amen. He said, I've seen the cry of my people. I've heard it. He's been hearing all what you have been praying back in your closets. Praying in your homes. That's why the other day, the Holy Spirit was saying, meditate upon this word day and night. Keep what? The knowledge of God in your mind, in your thoughts. Everywhere you go, keep him in your mind. Keep him in your thoughts. Keep him in your heart. Oh, praise the Lord. Taste and see. God is sweet. Amen. Taste and see. When you have God truly, sincerely in your heart, you don't look at anything. Praise the Lord. You don't look at anything. The problems, this, that, oh my, you don't look at them. He's taking care of everything. He's taking care. Amen. So we see Moses. Now, when the time when Joseph was what, the prime minister. Now listen to this also. When Joseph was what, the prime minister, everything was rosy and cozy. Praise the Lord. Rosy and cozy. Everything was sweet and good. They were enjoying. And so, they never had any thought that the place they were was not theirs. You get the point? If you allow the world to hold you and enjoy the things of this world, you never thought of that you have a place to go. Amen. You never think of it. When you allow yourself to be taken by the world, oh, you forget that you are not from here. That was what was happening. When Joseph was the prime minister, more food. They were in Goshen. Everything was sent to them. Amen. They never thought. They were rejoicing. They never thought. But when Joseph died, and a new Pharaoh came, who never knew or considered them, then he subjected them to what? Real afflictions and tasks. Then they started begin to look for what? The word of God to their fathers. See? Then they started to look for what? The word of God. Now they were in desperation now. That is the condition we go to throw ourselves into. Desperation. Now they were desperate. They were, my father, I quite remember, my grandfather even told me that God spoke to our father Abraham that we will be in a foreign land for 400 years, and after that he's going to deliver us. How many years have we been here? Now they started doing what? Calculating. See? My brother, get yourself away from the world. And you see that there is a desire in you to look for what? The place where you come from. Amen. Amen. Get yourself away from the world. Destroy the Uzziah that is in your life. Amen. Isaiah had been called to be a prophet. And he found what? Friendship with what? Uzziah, the king. Everything was rosy and cozy. For what? Isaiah the prophet. Saying they were the king's palace. Maybe the prophet may be playing cards with the soldiers. All the addition that goes around, the food, all everything passes and he'll be eating, enjoying. See? Uzziah in his life. Uzziah in the prophet's life. Till one day God just came. Looked at him. Hey! See? I've lived among what unclean lips. Praise God. When Uzziah died, then God appeared to him. Brethren, the Uzziah that is worrying you, tonight, say, Lord, kill it for me. Kill that Uzziah. Amen. So that I will know that I've been living in what? Uncleanness, and I'm, Lord, here I am, I'm coming back. Take me up. Heal me. Purge me. Take me as your own. As you have known me from the foundation of the world. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. Take me back. So Moses thought that, you see, the same thing. Moses had a good thought. That now the time has come. The time has come because what God has said, it should come to pass. What God has said should come to pass. The time now, 400 years, it has come now. We must what? Start going. And what was he? His own thought was going to be what? A fight, battle. That's right. Because the Israelites, they were really well built. They have been built for what? Because there is a journey. God knew all these things. He had prepared them. They look so strong. Amen. So that was what Moses taught. A revolt. Let's revolt. So when this Egyptian was whipping, when Israel took the whip, give him one, bury him. Yeah, that's the beginning. We're going to destroy them. That's not the will of God. God works in simplicity. Amen. God works in simplicity. You see, his thought, he had a good thought. The time has come. We must go. But he had needed to what? Seek the face of the Lord. He should have gone to God and said, Lord, our fathers told us, you promised our father Abraham. Now the time has come. What are you doing, Lord? Deliver us. For God to come in. But no. He wanted to do it on his own. See, anything you try to do on your own is a failure. The prophet said, now Moses, after taking the situation in his own hand, found out that he was a total failure and ran from the presence of Pharaoh and the presence of God. And was a stranger for 40 years way back. And he married an Ethiopian girl. And she had a lot of temper. Hey! He had what? A lot of temper. The woman he married, Zipporah. And you know, Moses also had what? A lot of temper. Oh, praise God. Look at how God does his work. Amen. Moses was a man of what? High temper. And then God made sure he married a woman who also had real high temper. Amen. So maybe Moses' temper will come. Hey, but Zipporah, but why have you put this in there? Why is it supposed to be here? Hey,
You also, can't you take it? Can't you take it and put it somewhere? You are in my father's house. You can't be controlling me like that. Hey.
Then Moses will keep quiet. Hey.
Zipporah. But today, the soup, there is no salt.
Son,
eat it like that. There's no salt in the house. Eat it like that. There's no salt in the house. We need to travel and go and buy. Eat it like that. Hey. You are in my father's house.
Now, what was God doing? The prophet said, what was God doing? He was schooling Moses. He was killing his temper, his high temper. Praise God. Now Moses found that somebody was what? Now he will be afraid to say anything again. Amen. So his temper was what? Coming down now. Oh, hallelujah. God was working him, preparing him for his program. Because it needs a lot of what? Patience. It needs a lot of what? Simplicity. It needs a lot of what? Humility. That is what Saturday we must come here for. For humility. For simplicity. Forgiving one another. Amen. See, listen to the prophet here. He said, now, if you think you married a woman has a little temper, maybe God is trying to tame you down a little. Amen. And then the vice versa. If you marry a woman and he has temper, maybe God is trying to tame you. And if you marry a man who has temper also, maybe God is trying to tame you, because you yourself, you have what? Temper. That's what the prophet is saying here. Amen. Has a very high temper. But what was God doing? God was schooling. He was what? Preparing his man for what? A great job. Amen. When we come here, we hear the word of God. Sometimes rebuking, sometimes cutting, sometimes just lifting our ears up. Everything is what? All works together for good for us. Because it's preparing us what? For the takeoff. Amen. It is not what? Horsepower, as I've been saying all the time. Ah, no horsepower. It is the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Horsepower can never take you to the throne. Amen. It's only the plane that needs horsepower to fly. And when they fly, they can just go somewhere around this thing. But we are going somewhere. Even we don't know. Even all this thing can never reach there. Amen. Oh, praise God. So, brethren, God in simplicity. Look at the way how Moses, 40 years, with youthfulness, enthusiasm, praise God, very strong. Hey, athletic. But God was not ready to use him. Amen. Was not ready to use him. But he kept him at the backside there in the wilderness for 40 years. Schooling him. Killing every temper in him. Bringing him down to that simple life. Amen. Simplicity. Like him, God. Look at it. Living in a tent. The whole mighty God. Till Moses was 80 years. 80 years. With what? A staff to support even him. Oh, God in simplicity. God in his unusual ways. Simple man now. Humble. Oh, hallelujah. Look at Moses, the provocations that he received in the wilderness. Look at the provocations. God knew that he was going to face all these provocations. That's why he prepared him.
When we come here, we come to add more oil to our lamp, to get ourselves ready for the world, for that great announcement. Amen. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Stream up your lamps and go and meet him. And then you stream your own. The week comes and I think have you all used that kind of a lamp before? When there is no fuel. You grow and grow and grow. The cotton will be coming up. It dies off. But when there is oil, just a little like this. Amen. That's why we come here, brethren. Sometimes it will be hard. Just praise God for it. God is preparing you. God wants what? All what you need, he wants to give to you. But he wants you to be what? To be that simple woman, that simple brother, that humble brother, that humble sister. Amen. That's what God is looking for. So that he can use you for his program. Amen. Because it is we, when, he said, when we bear fruits, it glorifies God. Amen. Our fruits that we bear glorify him. But you must be ready to bear the fruits, to glorify him. So if you are not ready to bear the fruits, he cannot bring the fruits to you so that it will glorify him. Amen. So, God came down. And from that time, that's what he's saying. From that time, he has been living in what? In tents. Simple God. Living in tents. Say, from one tabernacle to another tabernacle. From one tent to another tent. God was living in it. He never complained. That's what he was telling Nathan. He said, since from the time of the judges, have I asked anyone to build me a house of cedars? No, I've not asked anyone. From the time of Moses to the time of what? Joshua. Coming over to the judges, Gideon and others. Then coming over to the priest Eli. And then coming over to what? Prophet Samuel. Then coming over to what? King Saul. He was still living in tent. Never asked. But David saw that, why should I be in the house of cedars? And what? My God, to be in a tent. But God said, no. Go and tell him. Since that time I've lived in tent. God is trying to what? Tell us something. Look at when Christ himself, when he came walking on earth here. Look at where he was born. Amen. God in simplicity. Bethlehem. He says what? He is the least, the smallest of all the towns and cities and villages of what? Of Judah. The smallest. But that's where God chose. God in simplicity. And even choosing Bethlehem, he should have been in what? The richest man in Bethlehem house or home. No, sir. In what? A barnyard. Who? Smelling place. God, in his unusual ways and simplicity. And when he was looking for a king to rule his people, that was what he was saying when we were reading. When he was looking for someone, verse what? Verse 7. Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus sayest the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote,
even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be the ruler over my people Israel. Look at where even God picked someone to be a king. Amen. From that same small town, Bethlehem, he sent his prophet Samuel to go there. And even when he went there, it was what? A humble home of Jesse. And then even Jesse's children. Those who were military men with broad shoulders, tall, all. God said, none of them. There also, Samuel also did some little mistake. When he saw Eliab come with what? That broad chest. Say, the Lord's anointed. Took a distance. God shouted, hey, I've not chosen him. All the children passed. God said, none. Samuel asked Jesse, is that all your children? He said, remain that small one with the sheep over there. Oh, God chose what? A shepherd. Amen. Here it is. I call you from following the sheep. Amen. The tiniest, the least of all the brothers. God in simplicity. God in his unusual ways. It's not something big. It's not something big. See? Look at where we are. Even in this place, they said they want to demolish it and build student hostels. They want to demolish it. Moving from one place to another. The tent of God moving from one place to another. To another. Can St. Patrick's Church be moved? Huh? They found they are living here. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. This is why they see that this is ours. Build mighty, 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 mighty buildings. Praise God. Very big. Because this is the place they are going to stay. They are going to use it. But the tent of God. I think this is the what? Those who have been here long. Is it the third place or the second place? About the third place. About fourth place. And maybe we had to find what? A fifth place. The tent of God. Moving from one place to another. Amen. God in his people. Praise the Lord. But there are places they are already what? Settled. We are not settled. Amen. We are looking for a city. Hallelujah. We are thinking of Saturday. You see, this prayer meeting is that we are thinking of what? Saturday. That will come with all that simplicity. Amen. With that humility. That's why it laid upon my heart to bring this message, to prepare us. But how many people are here? But I believe the Lord God will touch every and everyone's heart, wherever they are, that we come, the most important thing, confessing to one another. Amen. Amen. Brother, actually, I don't know, even if for no reason, tell your brother, brother, for no reason, actually, I never like you. Oh, the other time, I've kept that thing in my heart all this time. Today I confess. Please, forgive me. Amen. If we could come in that spirit, praise the Lord. Anything anyone is holding against someone, if we can come in that spirit of humility, of simplicity. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, something different will happen. Something different will what? Will happen. Praise God. Something different will happen. Tonight, He's here in all His simplicity. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are here to commit ourselves to the hands of the Lord. Prepare ourselves. If there is anything that you see, your thoughts, your mind, check it with the word. If it is not right, say, Lord, I surrender. I leave it for you. Amen. If anyone seated here, you have an oath against someone, get that thing off. Amen. If you can't see the brother, you can call him or her. If he will be here on Saturday, meet him. Settle those things. Amen. If brothers are in the house now, they are listening. Let's take this serious. The church needs to move forward. The church needs to experience the spirit of what? The Pentecost. The church needs to be strong in the Lord. Till no sickness, no disease, no want. Amen. All that I have is for my brother, is for my sister. We come together as one body. Look at my hand. If I take this, my hand, and start to... Oh, when you see me, you think that there is something wrong here. If you see me holding my ear, drawing it, tearing it out, you think that something is wrong here. Amen. So if we are one body in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then one part of the body is trying to, then there is something wrong. Amen. God, since He came down to deliver His children, He never stayed in a house. He was in a tent. Whilst His own created being, they were living in what? Cedar houses. Houses of cedar with sweet smelling wood. That's God in simplicity. Musicians, will you come forward? Tonight, would you like to be like your master, your creator? That your life will be taken by all simplicity. That you live a life that resonates your master. That shows that you have a God. You are living like Him. Amen. Amen. The prophet said, God is hidden in His word. He's hidden here. He's here in His word. But a lot of people can't see Him. But thank God, we can see Him. We can see Him. We can see Him. We can see Him because it is given to us. It is given to us to know the mysteries. But to some, it is not given. It is given to us. Some saw it and they said it was Beelzebub. But we saw it and we knew that it is God. God in the midst of his children. God in the midst of his church. That's how we see him. And we shall cling to him. Yeah.
Pass me our gentle Savior.
As we sing this song, as we are singing it, sing it. Look at the words. Look at the words and carry the words into your heart. Carry them into your heart. Carry them into your heart. He will not pass you. Whatever you tell him today, he will never pass you. Take the word into your heart.
My humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, my Lord and Savior. Thou art calling, O Lord, do not pass me by. Oh, let me at thy throne of mercy, oh, find the country is help my unbelief,
O Lord, my Lord and
Savior,
Savior,
Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Oh, trust
in only in thy mercy.
Oh,
I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace.
Now let's sing the chorus. Let's sing the chorus.
Oh, Savior,
Savior,
Savior.
Oh,
hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling,
oh,
do not pass me by.
Just put yourself into prayer now. Put yourself into prayer now as you continue to sing. Say, if you Savior, put yourself into prayer now.
Yeah, my humble cry, oh, while I'm not pass me by.
Yes, he will never pass you by tonight. Brethren, as tonight we've come, we want to commit coming Saturday into the hands of the Lord. We want to come seeking him diligently. It is our prayer that tonight, Lord, you have shown how the kind of simplicity that you work in simplicity. And it becomes so unusual. But as the prophet said, in many unusual things, you see Christ, you see God. It looks so unusual, but there is God. Even your problem looks unusual. Why should it be so? God is in it. Look at Job. He was worshiping God. He eschewed evil. God even commended him. He feared God. Yet one day, everything he had got lost. He was what? Deprived of everything. Everything was taken away. He never knew what was happening, but God was in it. The scripture says, Job tore his clothes, shaved his head, and fell down and worshiped God. So even in your trials, in your difficulties, in your sickness, in your diseases, in your looking for document, looking for job, all these things, it becomes unusual. Because you have been coming to this prayer meeting all the time, and you have been hearing from the pulpit all the time that God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. You've been hearing it every now and then. So it becomes unusual. Why then God will not answer? God works in unusual ways. It looks so unusual. Take the faith tonight. Take the word of God tonight. For an assurance that in all these unusual things and unusual ways, unusual problems that comes your way, unusual circumstances, all these things, now you have known it. God is in it. As long as you believed him, he is in it. And he will come in a simplicity. Oh, to make it great. In simplicity, he will come in a very simple way. He will take you out from that your condition, in that your situation. Keep on praying. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. In his unusual ways, as you see it in your life, he is in it. And he will come with all simplicity. We have seen how unusual he is. His own church standing behind and knocking. Unusual. With all simplicity. A God that has come to deliver. And now he is living in what? Sheepskin tent. Whilst his own, someone he has chosen to be king,
He's living in what? House of cedar with sweet smelling wood. Unusual. That tent where it looks so unusual, but that is where God was. Looked unusual, but that was where it was his dwelling place. So the things that in your life that looks unusual, you've been praying, you have had faith in him, you've been trusting in him, yet it's not working, it looks unusual. He's in that situation. He's in that situation. And now, as we have been saying, we are looking at Saturday, Lord willing, if he would tarry. We want to come and meet as a church, as a body, as one people, with harmony, one accord, one love, one faith, one God. We are coming on Saturday. But how are you coming? How are you coming? We need to come with what? A broken spirit. We need to come with what? A contrite heart. We need to come with all humility. We need to come in simplicity. Oh my. We need to come pulling down all personal imaginations, all strongholds of imaginations, of suspicion, strongholds against one another. We need to come confessing. We need to come confessing to one another. Breaking down all these strongholds. And be prepared to forgive one another. Earnest, stony heart, volcanic heart. Oh, ask the Holy Spirit to melt everything. Let's come with the heart of flesh. The Spirit of God overshadows us. Oh, let us come yielding to the Holy Spirit. Let's come with what? A clear heart, pure heart. Whatever is in your thought, as we have heard, it may be good. Maybe your stand, it looks so good. But have you lined it with the word? Have you lined it with the word? If you line it with the word, you see that there's nothing for you to have against a brother. There's nothing holding you to say I'm sorry to a brother. Oh my. To say I'm sorry. To confess. Oh Lord, help us. We come Saturday with the spirit of confession. Without confession, we will do nothing here. We need to confess to one another.
Let's come in the spirit of simplicity. Oh, as our Lord himself. When he came here, he never made himself of no reputation. But he put upon himself the form of a man, a servant, and was obedient even unto death, the death of the cross. So painful. Let's look at our Lord. How he prepared Moses for his program. Tell the Lord, Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare me. Prepare me for your work, Lord. Take away, Lord Jesus, any pride that is in my life, Lord, tonight. The pride that makes me feel so. Build a stronghold so I cannot tell my brother, my sister, I'm sorry. Oh, tonight. Lord, help me that it will be broken. Lord Jesus. Lord, prepare us, Lord Jesus, for this Saturday. Make us your sanctuary, Lord. Come dwell amongst us, Lord. Let's see a victory. Let's see a victory. Make us overcomers, Lord, to overcome everything that Lord Jesus is not right. Let's sing that song, Lord, prepare me. Prepare me, Lord.
Sanctuary for you, oh, prepare.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, O
to
God.
Be a sanctuary.
That's our prayer, Lord Jesus. As Father, we have brought ourselves, Lord, under the Holy Spirit. Lord, tonight, O God. That's all, Lord Jesus. We open our hearts, Lord. Our minds, our thoughts, everything that is within us, O God. Lord, we place before you, O God, that you prepare us, Lord. Oh, that, Lord, you make us sanctuaries, pure and holy, a place where, Lord Jesus, you can dwell in, O Lord. Father, come Saturday. Oh, your children want to come and meet your Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we have only one thing in mind, the church of the living God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we are not satisfied, oh God. Oh, where we are, Lord, we are not satisfied, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to be that church. The church as it was in the day of Pentecost. Lord Jesus, we've come tonight, Lord, with our hearts, Lord Jesus, bowed before you, with our broken spirit, our contrite heart, with all humility, Lord, pleading, O God, for your mercies and your grace upon this church. That, Lord Jesus, Saturday, O Lord, will not just be coming here to meet one another, but, Lord, we will come, O God, with one purpose, Lord. The purpose of uniting ourselves together under the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus, we will come, O God, with the spirit of confessing, O Lord Jesus, that we will not hold anything back. Because you know our heart. We cannot hide, O Lord. We cannot pretend, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, we want to come, O God, touch each and every one, O Lord. Any broken, any stony heart, Lord. Father, break everything. Let's come, O God, confessing to one another. My brother, I've sinned against you. My brother, I've made a mistake against you. My brother, I hated you. But I'm asking for forgiveness. Oh, the Lord Jesus, we will receive that spirit of forgiveness, O Lord, for one another. Lord Jesus, we commit this church into your hands. We want, Lord Jesus, the spirit of the Holy Ghost to sweep over this church. That, Lord, we will be in one accord, in one spirit, one love, one fellowship, one aim, one goal. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray this hour, committing all into your hands. The Lord Jesus, tonight, even the message we have heard, we see you, God, in your simplicity. Let's come in that same spirit, Lord. Not considering ourselves to be above one another. Not to look down on anyone. But to appreciate one another, Lord. To love one another, Lord. To support one another, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your children standing here tonight, you know their needs, Lord. You know their hearts. They've prayed to God. They've committed them into your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, meet them, O God. Their requests, Lord, meet them, O God. Supply their needs, Lord. Supply their needs, Lord. Let this our prayer, O God, never return to us void, Lord. Let it go and accomplish and bring the results that the fruits will be seen to glorify your name. Lord, we remember our pastor, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the time that, Lord, he needs you more than anything, O God. This is the time, Lord Jesus, he needs your wisdom, Lord. He needs your leadership, Lord. Father, grant unto him. As he leads this church, O God, we pray that, Lord Jesus, there will never be any compromising anywhere. But Lord Jesus, that your word, Father, to be brought to us according to your will, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit all the offices, Lord, into your hands. The musicians into your hands. Our wives into your hands. Our husbands. Our children. The youth in this house. All, Lord, we bring all before you. The Lord Jesus, let one spirit be an umbilical cord joining us together in one breath. This, O Lord Jesus, we plead by the blood of Jesus Christ. Help your church, Lord. Help your people. Lift us up, Lord. Let it be that church you said you present to yourself. We thank you, God, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even, Lord, as we live, we know that, Lord, we are not leaving your presence. Father, let your spirit go with us. Those who are traveling, Lord, grant them journey mercies. Even those who are walking home, Lord, grant them, Lord, safe walk, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, that your spirit will overshadow everything. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Take the simplicity of God. And if there is anything unusual in your life, you have been praying over and over. It has become unusual. Believe tonight, he is in that condition. Is that an unusual way? Because he is a God of unusual ways. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen. This old world.
Ah!
my consecration, and I heard my word in God.